Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in parts of the country, you see people starting to revolt, camping out in front of governor's houses, signs, knives and pitchforks, people pretty upset, wanting to reopen the country. You have other parts of the country saying, guys, we should have, you know, closed things down sooner. We should have started this lockdown sooner. Then you have some people going back to work. There's apparently two salon owners, I believe in California, that said, screw this. We got to feed our families. We're going to open back up. So despite what's been going on, I think in my neck of the woods, it's been about 50 days since we have been battling coronavirus in our state. I still don't think have moved any closer to there being a consensus or agreement on how this should have been done and what should have been done and if what we're doing is appropriate. You have people completely backing our mayor. You have people that are ticked off at the mayor. You have people backing our governor. You have other people pretty ticked off at our governor. And so, when you don't have everybody on board, we have an issue. But the one question I keep getting asked is, should we have done the shutdown sooner? Okay, I was on KBC with John Phillips yesterday, and I got asked that again every time I'm on. Somebody asks, why didn't we do this sooner? Why didn't we shut down sooner? Well, it's kind of an easy answer, okay? Nobody would have gone for it. All right, you know, we're playing Monday morning quarterback by, you know, looking at these cases, and we found out that now the first case might not have been in Seattle. The first case might have been in California. And I believe the first coronavirus death happened in February. Possibly they were infected in January in California. So, again, I get asked, why didn't, you know, should we have done the shutdown sooner? Now, some of you are like, well, why does it matter? You know, you can't harp on the past. All you can do is move forward. Well, it matters because you have people in government right now wanting to be ready to shut down the next time they have to. So there are already plans in place for the next time they have to do this. And trust me, they're not going to wait. So when somebody says, well, we should have in Nevada, or we should have in California, or we should have, you know, shut down sooner, nobody would have gone for that. I mean, when we started to shut down and when we were one of the earlier states in Nevada to shut down and to do our, you know, non-essential business closure, you had business owners go, what? We've only had, you know, maybe, I think at the time, we might have had 11 cases when people started talking about us shutting down. I don't think we had any deaths yet. I don't really remember the exact numbers that day. And I don't think you would have had the whole state on board if you had done it sooner. By the time we did do the shutdown, a lot of us business owners were already looking at it. One, because people were starting to get scared by what they heard was going on in other states. And, you know, two, a lot of, you know, people, you know, employees didn't want to go to work. And you're like, well, we want to protect employees, et cetera. And we also saw that there was a lot of disarray. So, you know, rather than, you know, get sued for somebody, you know, getting sick, or rather than, you know, losing money because people aren't, you know, going outside, everybody's freaking out, you know, maybe we need to consider starting to close down. And then the governor, you know, said, okay, guys, non-essential businesses close down. Unfortunately, some essential businesses got caught in the crossfire, and we have dentists that, you know, aren't open. You know, they're supposed to be open for emergencies, but, you know, how do you staff, You know, and how do you, have enough personal protective equipment for an emergency that might happen, you know, once every couple days? So a lot of dental offices are closed. Same thing with a lot of medical offices. A lot of medical offices are closed because, you know, again, they don't have enough personal protective equipment. It didn't make sense for them to stay open and possibly expose others. So I don't think you would have had enough people on board with the, okay, you know what, fine, we'll close down. I don't think you had enough support. And so, you know, people go, well, how many more lives would have been saved? Well, here's the thing, okay? Anybody who says, we saved thousands of lives, that's just a mathematical projection based on numbers that still may not be correct. We talked about this in the previous segment. The number of deaths we've had in America right now, what, we've had almost 50,000 deaths in America so far. Yeah, 50,900 deaths. All right. Are those all people who got coronavirus and, you know, succumbed to coronavirus? Were they people that, you know, weren't tested? Yeah, there were a lot of people that weren't tested. There weren't enough tests. Some of these numbers an underestimation because people might have died in January. People might have died in December. So this 50,939 number is not an exact count. It could be more. It could be less. So we can't technically say, you know, that we would have, you know, killed more people or saved more people because we don't have the accurate numbers. All we could do is say, look, we made the best decision we could with what we had. People are ticked. I get that. You know, as a doctor, I had to support the shutdown. I had to support the lockdown. When you have a virus that you know crap about and you don't have a vaccine and you're not getting proper information from China and you're hearing people are dying and they're dying of this respiratory virus that could spread to others, you tell everybody to shelter in place. I support that. However, you can't start blaming governors and blaming, you know, Sisolak or blaming Trump or blaming whatever for not locking down sooner when we've never done this before. And I don't think you would have had the country on board. I think those of us in March are like, okay, this sucks, but really? And that was just barely in March. So nobody would have listened in February. So, and then you would have had people, you know, then really not locked down when we needed to. So I think considering, we did the best we could. And I understand everybody wants to bring politics into it. They want to be left. They want to be right. You know, I think as Americans, we did as good a job as we can. Now what do? People are grumpy. People are going back to work. People are like, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. So now, again, not politically, not right or left. We need to figure out how to make this work where we could go back and we could, you know, get the economy going again when, you know, whereas, you know, avoiding, you know, more spread of this disease. But, you know, just I think we all have to agree that this was a complete cluster, not so much because of politicians, right or left, but because of how this all started. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com. A Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So New York antibody tests have estimated that 13.9% of New York residents have already had coronavirus. The state randomly tested 3,000 people at grocery stores and shopping locations across 19 counties and 40 localities to see if they already had the antibodies to fight the coronavirus. And if they did have the antibodies, that means they were already exposed. Or maybe they had it and got sick. Maybe they never knew they had it, were asymptomatic, but they were exposed and possibly immune. Now, they have 19.4 million residents. So the preliminary results are indicating that if 13.9% of their sample size of the 3,000 people, that could mean that 2.7 million New Yorkers have already been infected with COVID-19. So what happened is they randomly tested 3,000 people at grocery stores, shopping locations, and then they looked at, you know, my guess is they also surveyed if they've had, you know, symptoms as well. Now, they said the results differed across the state, with the largest concentration of positive antibody tests being found in New York City at 21.2%. On Long Island, 16.7% of the people were tested positive, and it's Westchester and Rockland counties, 11.7% of the tests were positive. Now, Westchester County is where the state's first major outbreak originated. The COVID-19 pandemic across the rest of the state relatively contained with 3.6% of positive test results. So, obviously, it makes sense, and you probably have more people exposed in New York City because that's where the majority of the cases are. But the Governor Cuomo had said, we found so far is that the statewide number is 13.9% tested positive for having the antibodies. They were infected 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, but they had the virus. They developed antibodies and are now recovered. Now, in the UK, another study, very similar, showed that possibly 13%. They have a different study. They have a different study saying 13% will die. Now, they say their study is a little different from this one because they tested severely ill patients, whereas this New York study, they tested random people. So, you know, the numbers are going to blur. You're going to have, if you test severe patients, you know, what is the percentage of people dying, which is what people want to know, the mortality. Yet, when you look at, well, what about the average person in an average city, now you start looking, going, wait a second, okay, now these numbers are actually lower. So, if we do antibody tests, and by antibody tests as opposed to antigen, okay, you guys are going to hear these terms used interchangeably, and they shouldn't. Antigen is a piece of a virus that's infecting you now. Most of the tests that we're looking at whenever you have actual infection are looking at antigens. Okay? Antibodies is to see if you've had past exposure. So I don't know if you guys have ever had a hepatitis panel. When we run a hepatitis panel, we actually have to have different tests for antigen versus antibody. If you run just a basic hepatitis antibody test, it could be positive. And then you're like, wait a second, I have hepatitis. Well, it's positive because you were vaccinated or you might have been exposed. That doesn't tell us at all if you have anything active. But if you have a surface antigen, it's detecting actual surface antigen, virus particles, you know, then that could mean you're actively infected. You see? Antibodies is what your body made. Antigen is the foreign virus. So when you see antibody testing, we're not talking about the ones going, you know, do you have it now? You know, the tests that have to be run in the hospital right now, or the, you know, finger prick tests. Those are the tests that are blood tests that take a while to come back. Now, I was asked, you know, previously, if one of the reasons why we have a delay on getting these antibody tests done and everybody having access is because they don't want to see the true numbers. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if we find out that 90% of us were already exposed, you know, and we were fine, thank God, and didn't have any, you know, symptoms or whatever, the mortality rate overall of this drops so low that it puts into perspective, well, you know, we probably don't, you know, it probably, you know, isn't as deadly as we thought. Unfortunately, we doctors can't really go with that because if, you know, when you have somebody who's ill, if they have a 13% chance of dying, that's high mortality. So, you know, once you're sick with it, we have to take this seriously. And that, in a nutshell, is kind of what happened with this whole lockdown. I think a lot of us could agree that the majority of us will not even be touched by this coronavirus. But what happens is if somebody got sick, they could be pretty screwed. So we did all this to prevent vulnerable people from getting it and dying. We did this for our mothers and our fathers and our aunts and uncles and our grandparents, or for kids with cancer. That's what we did this for. And there were some kids that got it. There were some kids that, you know, came down with it and died. There were some young, you know, mothers. There were police officers. There were healthcare workers. It didn't just affect older individuals. It did affect younger people. But for us to have done this whole thing, people need to be convinced. I don't think people are. So, in Michigan, people are really, really grumpy with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And from what we understand, Governor Whitmer is expected to speak today about plans to extend the state's stay-at-home order and lockdown measures until at least May 15th. The governor has already said that despite extending the stay-at-home measures, she is hoping to relax some restrictions to start reopening sectors of the economy. Now, Michigan, as we discussed, is the third most, is the state that's kind of third on the list when it comes to deaths. They've had over 2,900 deaths. They've had over 35,000 infections, so there's been other states with more infections, but, you know, they have the third highest death rate in the United States. Then Massachusetts comes next. Michigan's a bigger state. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure. Yet, apparently, people have been, you know, camping out in front of her house, in front of her home. People have been calling her dimwit, things like that. And there's even a, I think, a recall suggested, or recall a vote suggested for Governor Whitmer. So, you know, her stay-at-home orders were initially put in place March 23rd. Then it was revised April 9th to ban people from visiting friends and relatives and traveling to vacation homes. The order also halted sales of furniture and gardening supplies. But a lot of people got ticked. Apparently, abortions were still continuing. So, you know, here's the other thing that you know, you lost the American public on. And the reason why I bring this stuff up is because, you know, again, you know, we're going to be probably faced with another shutdown in 6 months. And if you want to convince the public, all right, you know, you need to do it a heck of a lot differently than we did this time around. And so when you have some stores that get to stay open and some that don't, and they sell food, they sell clothes, and you have, you know, people scratching their heads going, well, wait a second, why? Is it because these people, you know, seem to be more conservative? Why? You know, you have a call for everybody to make masks and to get coverings, yet you can't get into a Hobby Lobby or Michael's or these hobby shops to get those supplies because they were closed because they were non-essential. You know, dental offices are not allowed to be open for routine things, you know, but only for emergencies. Yet, you know, abortion clinics can stay open. So, and I get it, you know, if somebody, you know, wants to have an abortion, there's a certain time frame. I get that. But you aren't convincing the American public on why we have this, you know, picking and, you know, this you know, picking and choosing and inconsistency with what's essential and what's not. So, you know, people are mad. I think the protests, I think the discussions, I think people voicing their unhappiness is actually a good thing. Not that I want there to be a complete reversal of lockdowns, but we really haven't had much voices heard with all of this. When we were told to shut down, nobody really listened. And so we kind of silently just went with it, even if we think it was a good move or not. Now we're finally seeing some voices, hearing some voices, even people pro-lockdown. So I love the fact that now at least legislators, you know, are actually hearing from us. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE, don't go away.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments. But according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward, jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up, and to do that, we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back.
Another grim milestone has been reached as 50,000 people in the United States have died from coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News. Golf courses across the country are taking precautions if they're open during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, some golf courses are reporting that golfers are crossing state lines from a state where you cannot golf and it's prohibited to a state where golfing is allowed. And according to Mike David with the Indiana Golfers Association, he says there's lots of steps being taken by golf courses to keep people safe.
They're sanitizing the carts, you know, obviously after every use. Flagsticks are not being touched.
David speaking there on Fox News, and according to a new McLaughlin and Associates poll, Americans are seeing an anti-Trump bias in the media, and half believe it's trying to move the blame for the coronavirus away from China and to the president to help defeat him in November. Poll also found that 48% of voters said the coverage of the president has been unfair, biased, and even disrespectful to the president, while 42% say they believe the media was fair to the president in its coverage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Just so pretty. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we are being told that Trump has signed the $484 billion stimulus package into law. We're also being told that a lot of the money is probably going to already be used up and soaked up pretty damn quickly. However, I think they started to change things a little bit around, because what happened with the first set of money is we're being told that banks who got certain percentages based on the amount of loans address the bigger loans first. So if they address the bigger loans, those were then for the bigger companies. Now, from what I understand, this package, the original package, was supposed to be helping companies with under 500 employees. But companies with more than 500 employees got funding. Now, I mean, mind you, you know, you can't just say big companies need to take a loss because big companies hire a bunch of people. Amazon hires a bunch of people. Google, you know, I mean, Facebook. And, you know, I'm not saying they need the bailout, but, you know, the smaller businesses should have had first crack at it, and it didn't happen. So now President Trump has signed the $484 billion stimulus package. It did pass the House on Thursday. Four Republicans and one Democrat had voted against it, from what we understand. And this bill includes funding for the Small Business Lending Program and also includes plans to scale up testing. It was a bipartisan bill overall. Senate passed the legislation by voice vote on Tuesday. The bill does inject $320 billion more into the Paycheck Protection Program. That allows small businesses to continue paying their employees. Lawmakers are still expected to propose a follow-up to the larger CARES Act in the coming weeks, but there's still going to be discussion and debate on what gets included, i.e. like Lincoln Center funding, college funding, things like that. Now, we're being told by CBS News that the $300 billion in loans for small businesses may already be gone. Now, the reason why is you had many people on the waiting list that had requested the first round of money that didn't get it. So the initial $349 billion set aside for the PPP program ran out April 16th. That was in less than 2 weeks. Congress approved another $310 being infused into the program, but banking groups say the volume of applications already sent to the SBA makes it likely that much of the money will already go to those in the line, which means any new applicants are going to probably miss out on funding again. They say the majority, if not all, of the funding Congress is considering right now is already exhausted. So they're playing catch-up. Roughly a third of the new money has been set aside for smaller banks, which may allow a few new applicants to squeeze into the line. But small banks have said for the last 2 weeks that they've been swamped with applications, doing an entire year's worth of loans in one weekend. So it's likely most of that money is now spoken for as well. So 100.7 billion loans were approved in the first round of the program, but the law that created the program was criticized because it made loans available to large publicly traded companies like restaurant hotel chains, because the loans were based on workforce size at a company's individual locations. Those loans sapped hundreds of millions of dollars from the pool of funds. So if certain locations had, let's say, 50 employees, but it was a chain, that was probably the loophole. The SBA appeared to be approving smaller loans as the first round progressed, an indication that more loans to smaller companies were starting to be approved. As of April 13th, the average size of the loan was about $240,000. On April 16th, it was $206,000. So the loans can, for each company, be up to $10 million. Which is why the money is just getting sucked up so quickly. And they're based on a company's payroll size, and they do offer forgiveness if the money is spent to retain workers or rehire laid off workers. Many companies that have loans are starting to bring back their staffers, and some states are easing their restrictions on non-essential work, allowing certain businesses to reopen. There is a question on what do you do if you live in a state where they don't allow you to reopen? And then you get funding. I would double check with the bank. Okay. Originally, I thought you had to then rehire people back, but we're hearing that many employees would rather stay on unemployment and, you know, until the companies can reopen permanently rather than be hired back now and then fired again, or laid off again if shutdowns and restrictions continue. So why there's such discongruity is because if you live in a state where business isn't supposed to be shut down, you're supposed to, you know, reopen and pay employees. See, the reason why this whole thing started with the PPL is shutdowns were originally not supposed to, from what I understand, be the way they are now. And so as businesses started to fall and, the coronavirus, whether it's slowed or not, the businesses were not able to, you know, bring in the money because people were going to stay home and whatever. They wanted companies to not fire their workers or lay them off. They wanted companies to still pay them, despite poor revenue. The only thing is many companies are completely walled up, boarded up. And then, when reopening can happen, they may still not be included in first, second, or even third wave, or phase of it. So, like, if you have a salon, and you have workers that can't stay 6 feet away from each other because they have to be, you know, right there next to their client cutting their hair, how do you do that? Same thing with dentists. You know, I have a petition to ask that dentists reopen because, you know, dentists have these rules and they don't have enough PPE, personal protective equipment, and so many people are calling telemedicine for their dental care, and a lot of us can't do dental care over the phone. We need our dentists open. So if you can, go to my Twitter or Facebook and sign the petition, change.org, to reopen our dentists and medical offices that had to close. So, you know, this bill is supposed to help. What a lot of companies are doing, though, is they're still scared and they're still, shall we say, going to be very, very conservative with their spending. We're seeing in the university realm layoffs, and universities got money. They got millions of dollars. Now, half of those millions have to go to students who, you know, need funds for tuition. But, you know, if tuition was paid for this year, and, you know, why, and the staff was paid for, why would layoffs happen now? Why not then wait until money drops? Well, because, again, everybody is now in a mode of we need to save. And we need to protect ourselves. And we need to start saving up. I don't understand why people weren't saving originally. But that's the thing. Even if you do have savings, or like Harvard with their millions of endowment funds, you know, I think people panicked. Now, Harvard gave the money back. I think Princeton and Stanford gave the money back. I think big companies like Shake Shack are giving the loans and money back. But it does concern me that we have a situation here where no amount of money is going to be able to have the backs of all these companies, big or small. Because, again, big companies hire lots of employees. So if, you know, you work for Bass Pro Shops or Best Buy, and those stores, well, I think Best Buy got to still be open because, you know, people needed electronics for all the online stuff. But they had to change it to, like, curbside. But so, you know, if those electronic companies, they, you know, give thousands upon thousands of jobs. So if they don't get funding and they go under, boom. You know, it's not just small companies saving America. It's big companies, too. So the House package, you know, has also allocated $60 billion for the Economic Injury Disaster Loans Program. Those also give forgivable grants to the businesses. And then there's an interim spending bill that gives $75 billion to hospitals to cover revenue shortfalls and $25 billion in coronavirus testing. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, the quote-unquote, like, mock draft, I wouldn't even call it mock. This is the draft. You kind of hearing the terms mock. People had, actually, there was a little infogram. You know, showing who would pick who, and it's pretty funny, and but insulting. You know, if your team is on there, and my guess is your team is, but you know, day two starts today, obviously, and you know, yesterday started out a little bit slow. You know, Chargers got the quarterback Justin Herbert. I believe Aaron Rodgers with the Packers still under contract to 2024, but they got, I believe, in round one quarterback Jordan Love. Chiefs got running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and some figured that that would kind of be, you know, not something. Well, it was not a, it was a little bit of a surprise, and I'm not here to kind of analyze sports because that's not my thing. I wish we could, but we're supposed to expect some exciting stuff to happen today. Unfortunately, there has been some sad news where Jace Prescott, Dax Prescott, has died at the age of 31. The two brothers had been close, and I do not believe Jace's cause of death has been revealed. There's a third brother, Tad Prescott, who had spoken, you know, before them being all kind of close. Their mother, Peggy, had died in 2013 of colon cancer. And so we're not sure what happened with Jace. He was only 31 at the time. He died while he was at home with his girlfriend in Orange, Texas. He was supposed to turn 32 on May 10th. So Jace is the middle of the three Prescott brothers. He was an offensive lineman at Northwestern State University in Louisiana. That's where brothers Tad, Jace, and Dak grew up. He played three seasons at Northwestern State, starting all 11 games in his final season in 2010. You know, our hearts and prayers are with the family, and it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people going back to work are being sent home because they have to fill out a questionnaire or a survey. And before they could walk in and go to work, Costco or ride to other places, they have to answer certain questions. And many of them are also testing, being tested for temperature. Now, I've been asked why just temperature. A lot of people with coronavirus don't have a fever. A lot of people with coronavirus don't have any symptoms. And my answer to that is, well, if somebody has a fever, you definitely don't want them around others because that means they're sick with something. So, I'm fine with, you know, checking temperatures, but if you're trying to screen for coronavirus, that might not be as effective as other means. Now, the problem we have here is in order for governors to reopen states and you know, in order for businesses to reopen, they almost have to convince, you know, politicians that they got this covered. They will screen people the best they can, even if they don't have coronavirus tests, so that they can ensure that the public will be, you know, safe. And again, how do you do that when coronavirus is carried by many of us with no symptoms? You know, but checking for temperature is at least something you could do. Well, here's a second thing you could do. You could also do a quick pulse oximeter reading. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the doctor's office and you get this little sensor stuck on your finger for 2 seconds. It doesn't hurt. And it reads your oxygen level and your heart rate. Well, we find that that might be pretty helpful because you have a lot of people with coronavirus that don't have a fever, but they do become hypoxic, meaning they might have lower oxygen days before they start exhibiting symptoms of shortness of breath and severe acute respiratory syndrome. So seniors, for example, may have atypical symptoms. They may have fatigue, dizziness, confusion, and that might be them having coronavirus or pneumonia or heart disease or, you know, a whole variety of things. And so you might not always have people that mount a fever. You know how many times I'll take care of somebody over the phone and they'll have a sinus infection or a respiratory infection, you know, and I'm like, you know, do you have a fever? They'll say, I never get fevers. You know, I'm one of those people, too, where I rarely get a fever. I just, when I get sick, I don't usually get a fever. Or I run low already. I run like 96, 97, such that if somebody did take my temperature and I was 98.9, that would be burning up for me. Yet they'd be like, oh, you're only 98.9, so you're good. So there's a bunch of people out there that aren't really fever producers, whereas you have others that go, oh, yeah, I get a fever all the time. So, you know, this is another way to screen. Now, the other issue we're having, too, is people don't want to be kicked out of work. And so, you know, one of the questions on these work surveys and questionnaires is, have you had diarrhea? And then I get a call from the patient on telemedicine saying, I got to get back to work. I had a bad taco, and I had diarrhea, and now they won't let me go back to work. Well, if it's coronavirus, the CDC recommendations is you can't go back to work for at least a week, and you have to have had no symptoms for 72 hours prior to returning to work, which would mean you can't go back to work till next weekend, as long as next week, you know, Tuesday on, you don't have a lot of symptoms, don't have any symptoms. And people are like, wait a second, I just had a bad burrito. And so they're saying I should have never answered that question. No, we want you to be honest. But you see how people can, you know, in fear of not being able to go to work, they could lie. Same thing with temperatures. They could say, you know what? I'll take my ibuprofen for my back pain earlier in the day so that I don't have a fever. Or my Tylenol before I go to work. Well, this was a worry we had with Ebola a few years back. When we were testing people at the airport for fever, if somebody really wanted to get into America, they could take a crap load of Tylenol and reduce their temperature. Now, mind you, you'd still look kind of sick, but if the TSA is overwhelmed, they're busy, and they're like, all right, no fever, go, you know, there could be ways for people to get through. Now, it turns out we didn't have a whole Ebola outbreak, thank God, but the potential was still there. So pulse oximetry is a little monitor that basically reads your blood oxygen level. Normal is anywhere between 95 and 100. Now, some of you with emphysema or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you might run lower, like 92, 91. You and your doctor need to decide your baseline. But for most healthy people, you're supposed to be 95% and above. If you're below 95%, there's something going on. So, if you have individuals that are coming into work and their pulse oximeter is lower, that could mean there's something going on in their lungs. I think it might even be more accurate, you know, in some cases, than that, or pick up more people. It might be more sensitive than thermometer. It also looks at the heart rate. Now, heart rates are supposed to be anywhere between 60 to 90 beats a minute. 90 to me is still kind of high, but 60 to 90, well, if you have a fever, if you're sick, you might actually have a higher heart rate. So I like the idea of a pulse oximeter, and you can now get them anywhere from $20 to $100. You know, most of the pulse oximeters I had to buy, I remember years ago, was like $150 to $200, and then they started to be $99. And then you were able to get them for $60. Now you can get them for $40 on average. So it's cheap. You could also clean it with alcohol in between each employee or each customer. Many people have purchased these at home so they can monitor the oxygen level at home with their families. Medical experts are suggesting that if you have coronavirus and you're at home on lockdown, to actually have one of these to monitor it so you can let your doctor know. So it's a thought. You know, again, we're trying to figure out how to get back to work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.